This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
On Twitter, check us out at Kelly and Ramya. I myself am at AMI Kelly Mac. Appreciate hearing from you anytime. Here on the program today, Ramya's at the studio in Toronto on main campus there, and I, Kelly McDonald, at the home studio, London, Ontario.
Let's get to our tech talk. We do this on Mondays to kick the week off of shows with Michael Babcock.
App news, device reviews, security advice, and more. It's time to talk tech with me, Michael Babcock. Get your dose of ever-changing technology knowledge right here on Kelly and Ramya.
We're starting off on a fun note for us audiophiles today, Michael. You purchased a new audio interface to help with the project. So, first of all, before we get to the actual device, which is what I want to ask, what exactly is an audio interface for people who aren't familiar?
Yeah, I think it's important to start there with the basics, just so you're on the same page as us. So for me, an audio interface is an external sound card, is the easiest way to think about it. A lot of times this external sound card will give you more connectivity options than your computer might by default. So if you need to plug in a XLR microphone or a higher quality microphone, or you need to send audio to more than just your computer, you might need a tool like an audio interface. A lot of times they connect via USB or USB-C, which is what I prefer. And it gives you that flexibility and ability to even send your screen reader to a different destination where necessary.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Which one did you actually get? Which interface?
So I got the Audient Evo 8, and this is a $229 USD audio interface. I was explaining to Demasi this on Technically Working. If you put your phone, your iPhone 14, in landscape mode, it's slightly wider than that is long, if that makes sense, maybe by like an inch or so. And when you have your phone in landscape going from front to back, it's slightly narrower than an iPhone 14 Pro Max. So it's not that big of a device. This has four XLR quarter-inch combi jacks, which means that the quarter-inch or 6.5 millimeter jack is in the middle of the XLR port. And then it also has two pairs of quarter inch or 6.5 millimeter line out connectors, and it has two headphone jacks and one instrument line in 6.5 millimeter connector. The headphone jacks and instrument line in are on the front face of the device. It has five buttons on the left side. Those six buttons on the left side, those control the ports and the input output / mute. There's a knob that allows you to control the gain or the volume. And then on the right side of the device, there are two buttons that allow you to push and hold them to mute or unmute the outputs associated with those buttons.
Okay. Hmm. All right, good rundown. And this audio interface actually helped you deal with some issues you were having, and that was over the past weekend. So what happened?
So longtime listeners might know that I am involved in the American Council of the Blind of Oregon here. And we had a leadership conference that we wanted to make hybrid to include all of our members. So last year, in October, when we had a similar event, I took the Vocaster, which is an audio interface that doesn't give you as much flexibility with routing audio. So this year, I took the Audient Evo 8, and I was able to bring the Zoom participants into the room and send that audio out of a pair of 6.5 millimeter jacks into a speaker that we had on site. And then we had some wireless microphones that were also coming out of that speaker as well. That gave me the ability to let people hear the audio that they had coming into Zoom. And then that also gave me the ability to let Zoom hear the audio that was in the room. And I was able to do that all with the Evo.
Wow. Great. Very clever, too, way of using it. Well, Michael, we know sometimes you get something in. thumbs down, but yeah, it's sort of a thumbs up, but I don't want to keep it. Are you keeping this?
Honestly, I'm not sure. And it's not because anything wrong with the Evo. I think I'm probably going to end up returning it, mainly because I want to upgrade to the 16 instead of the 8. So it's nothing wrong with the Evo itself, but I want more needs. Input outputs where available.
Based on your needs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually how it is. And you know, as beginners, we may purchase something and later on realize we need a little more and just keep upgrading. Kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a never-ending spiel.
Oh, it's never-ending money out of the wallet when it comes to audio
equipment. It's like a vacuum that's constantly sucking it out of there.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
But we benefit, Michael, because there's so many of us out there need this description, need this thing, so we can think the same. Where someone else listening right now is saying, "Hey, man, that 8 is fine for me. I don't need the 16. What he just described, fantastic. So thank you.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Well, yeah, definitely.
Spend a few minutes on JAWS. How can we create, starting with Google Suite, how can we quickly create documents in Google Docs with JAWS?
So here's the quickest way, and this works with Docs, Sheets, Slides, and realize that I said those. I believe presentations, but I'm not certain on that one. But if you go to docs.new in your browser, or sheets.new, instead of, you know, google.com, you go to docs.new, that will put you in a blank Google Doc, and you can start typing at that point. So that's the fastest way to create a Google Doc or a Google Sheet. Now, when you do bring that up, remember that as a JAWS user or NVDA user, you need to disable the browse or virtual viewer mode on the Google Doc sheet with JAWS key Z for virtual viewer or JAWS key space for browse mode NVDA key space for NVDA users. And then use the Alt/ to search the menus and search for accessibility. Go into the accessibility preferences, and there are a couple of checkboxes you want to make sure to check to get the most optimal experience in the Google Workspace tool. Go and enable screen reader support, and even if you're not using it, Braille support, so you have all of the accessibility features that are passed through to you. And then lastly, if you do the Control/ or Command/ on Mac, you can search for save and be able to, Alt/ or Option/ on Mac, you can search for save or rename to save or rename that doc.
All right. Great, great. Remind us how to find the keystrokes in the Google Workspace suite of products.
So that one is the Control/ or Command/ on the Mac. That keystroke will allow you to view the most up-to-date keystrokes that are available in the Google Workspace tool. And don't forget, you can Google the Google keystrokes.
Okay. Also, JAWS has a lot of keystrokes, so where can we find those keystrokes quickly?
So if you press the JAWS key and the space, and when I say JAWS key, I mean either insert or caps lock, dependent on your keyboard layout. So JAWS key or JAWS key space, and then after you hear the sound, press the letter J for JAWS. This will put you in a search field that you can enter forms mode and start searching. Type in a keyword related to the keystroke. So for example, they've updated some of the Picture Smart features in JAWS. And if you don't remember all those keystrokes, type in Picture Smart or picture in the search, press enter, and this will bring you to a list of all of the keystrokes that you can use, and you can press enter on that keystroke to get more information about the action that it performs.
Okay. Now you've got one here, a very interesting one. Kind of excited to kind of dwell into this because haven't really thought about this, but yet have definitely run into the problem. JAWS has a feature that isn't too new that you've taken advantage of. Can you explain to us the sound card feature with JAWS and how someone might be able to get audio back if they lose it fairly quickly?
Yeah, so I may or may not have ran into this, and I said, hey, I should throw this into this tech segment. So JAWS key does have the ability to quickly browse your sound cards. Like normal, you can press JAWS key shift control J if in laptop mode, or just JAWS key J to go into your JAWS window, go under the utilities and then sound cards, and then pick your sound card. But if you don't have audio output, that's a little difficult to do in some instances if you don't remember those keystrokes. So if you press JAWS key space, this will play a little clicking sound that you may or may not hear. And then tap the V key for volume and then C key for cards. This then puts you in a vertical list of all of the sound cards that are available on your system. Press your up and down arrow keys until you hear JAWS in the destination that you'd like. So if you want it coming out of your laptop speakers, press the down arrow key until you hear JAWS say the laptop speaker's name and it's coming out of that. Press enter to save this option, and that will select that output as your JAWS output moving forward.
Okay. All right, thank you. Let's get to some of the kind of how-to quick advice that you've been ending off these segments with, starting with iOS. What's the process to record my screen?
So I recently did this to demonstrate the Pi.ai artificial intelligence app. Because I wanted to capture the sound of what she sounded like on the application. And you set this up by going into your settings and then Control Center. And when you're in Control Center, double tap to add the screen recording option from the bottom to the top of the list, which says these are active icons in my Control Center. You can reorganize them if you want. Once that's added, simply bring up the Control Center with a three-finger flick up from the status bar, and then locate the screen recording option. If you double tap right now, it will just record your screen and the audio coming from your phone. But if you want your microphone to be captured as well, locate the screen recording option, flick down once to more options for screen recording, double tap, locate the microphone off button, double tap on that, and that'll then say microphone on, and then flick to the left to start recording. And moving forward, when you tap on the screen recording option from Control Center, it will capture your microphone unless you disable it.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. All right. That really is. That's very neat.
Opens up a lot of possibilities.
With the Mac very quickly, how do we quickly force quit for unresponsive applications?
Apps are never unresponsive on the Mac, aren't they? Command Option Escape will take you into the Force Quit Applications menu option. There's a table there. Interact at that table. Find the application that you want to force quit. Stop interacting. Go to the very bottom of the screen, and there's an option that says Force Quit. Double VO space on that, or select it, and then that will force that application to quit. Note that you might need to access your Mac screens or your Mac windows with VO F2. Find the Force Quit Applications screen, hit enter, and then go to the close button because it will stay on screen. It sounds like Romeo's experience.
What I do is I just bring up Force Quit again, and then it brings the focus back. But I like yours as well. My goodness. Okay, just because I'm curious about this one, toss this one in as well. On Windows, how can I change the Alt-Tab order that programs are in?
Oh, so this, I'll try to make it quick because I know we're coming up on the break, but Control Windows D from the desktop will make a second desktop. You can then open the applications that you want on each of your desktops. Use Control Windows left and right arrow keys from the desktop to switch between each desktop. Virtual desktop, and then use Windows Tab to bring up a list of your desktops to rename them. This also shows you a list of all of the running applications on your computer. Use Shift F10 to access the context menu to pin that to either of the desktops or to make it available across all desktops.
All right, go back to the podcast to re-listen to that tutorial.
Man.
Okay, what a workaround. Thanks, Michael.
No worries. Have a great rest of your show.
Like, I would never have been able to find out something like that on my own experimental basis. All right, Michael Babcock joins us on Mondays to start off our week with the Tech Talk.
That's something you do 100% by accident. What happened here?
Why do I have seven desktops? Oh, wait, this could be beneficial.
Here?
Right.
Somebody's against me. Coming up next, folks, toxins in drinking water are associated with severe health issues affecting many communities across the country. Is Canada doing enough to keep drinking water safe? Grant Hardy, he's here next in 2 minutes for his headline segment. We'll discuss.
Stick around and learn something new. Kelly and Ramya return with more in a moment.
Hi, I'm Ramya Amuthan. Join me weekly for AMI Audiobook Review, the podcast that explores new titles, introduces us to famous narrators, and updates what's hot at the Center for Equitable Library Access. Download episodes of AMI Audiobook Review from your favorite podcast provider.